All be seated.
Our scripture this morning comes from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2, beginning at verse 8 and following. Hear now the word and the good news of our God. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the word of God for the people of God.
What an unexpected gift of Christmas. We began this series 4 weeks ago with a question from the prophet Isaiah. He asked and prayed, "Lord, would you rend the heavens open and come down?" And for all those centuries that prayer has been prayed, for the times that we ourselves have wondered the same thing, I suspect behind that question, underneath that question, is really, "Lord, will you come down for me? Lord, will you come down for my hurts? Lord, will you come down for my challenges? Lord, will you come down for those whom I love?" It's this time of year that often these questions come out in stark relief. Over the last several weeks in celebrations of life, funerals that we've been having, I remember someone said to me, they said, "You know, it's this time of year that it seems so hard." And I suspect throughout the year, times that are special, times that we remember that we spend with someone whom we love, that they are difficult times. They are challenging times. And it's no less this time of year. And so amidst all of the love and the joy, the peace, the hope that we celebrate during Christmas time, there is at times underneath and weaving its way through moments of darkness and sadness and challenge. A few weeks ago, we were talking with our son during our family devotions, and we were reading the story of Christmas. And our son, Luke, made an observation, something I've never noticed before. He said, "You know, there is a major character of Christmas that's missing from the nativity scene. We always see Jesus and Mary and Joseph. We see the shepherds. We see the wise men. But where is King Herod?" King Herod played a major role in the story of Christmas. And hearing what it is that King Herod had done really, really bothered Luke. You may recall the wise men came to King Herod and said, "We saw a star in the east and it's rising, and it says that the Messiah king is being born." And that deeply threatened Herod. And so he advised the wise men to come back and tell him where the child was, that he too could go and worship this child. And of course, the wise men were warned to return home by a different way, and so they did. And King Herod himself, filled with rage, ultimately sent troops out to kill all the little boys 2 years of age and younger. When Luke heard this, it really troubled him. And we know that historically, the King Herod of way back in Bible times, to do something like that was really just par for the course. He was the kind of man that he was. And so Luke let this sink in for a few days as he pondered just what does this mean? And of course, part of what it means is that when God came into the world, not only did he come wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. What it means is that when God came into the world, the darkness that we know, the hurt that we know, the evil that we see was just as real. The baby Jesus spent some of the earliest and most formative years of his life on the run because Joseph was warned in a dream that they needed to leave quickly. We see the darkness in the world. And part of what we also need to see and to know is that it was into this darkness that God came. God didn't run from our hurt. He didn't run from the evil. He didn't run from the darkness that we see. Instead, rather, he came right into the heart of our life and our world. One of the words that we hear at Christmas time is Emmanuel, God with us. And this is what God did. To the prayer, "Will you rend open the heavens and come down?" God did exactly that. And he walked the dusty roads of Galilee. He healed those who were sick. He gave sight to the blind. He allowed the kingdom of God to begin to be seen and known. He offered forgiveness to those hunched over for years from guilt. And he didn't stop there. He walked in perfect transparency to the love of God all the way to the point of the cross, because that is where the world drove him. And he would never let go to who God is. He would never let go to his mission for the redemption of the world, to redeem you. And so it was on the cross itself that he took our darkness, he took our brokenness upon himself, that we may have his love in return. And this is the story of Christmas. This is the meaning of Emmanuel, of God with us, that God will never leave us in our darkness, even in our most hopeless moments. God is there. It's interesting, after a few days of Luke pondering and thinking about this King Herod, he came back and he said, "You know what? I know what I would do to King Herod." We said, "Really? What would you do?" And he said, "I would go back to Bible times and I would touch his heart with Jesus' love and heal him." Wow. What a powerful truth. Because that is precisely what God desires to do with our hearts. It's precisely what God wants to do with each one of us. That we may know, especially this Christmas, of the healing love of his touch. That we may know that he is with us in all times and places. And so Olive found out this night that it is true. Unlike last year, in the previous years, that she would go and she would sing hymns and carol with her husband by her side and holding her hand, this year she would go and sing carols, learning that it is God who now holds her hand. But it is an important truth to allow to sink in and wash over us that God is with you. He never leaves you. And His love is always seeking to touch and heal you. And so may it be this Christmas that we open wide our hearts by His love, that we may be touched with His grace, and that we may know the true peace that passes all understanding. Will you pray with me? Gracious God, we thank You for this most amazing and powerful gift of Your Son, for the truth of who You are in Christ Jesus, and for the touch of Your love that You give us. Lord, may this time right now, may we open wide our hearts to Your presence and to Your touch, to Your leading this day, that we may know anew the power of Your love. For it is in the name of Christ that we pray. Amen.